So I'm at Reuters Foundation, sitting in front of a camera, which has a lot of scary things on top of it. And I'm talking to...
Mr. Paul Hadley, Hadley Paul on Twitter.
He's got a huge microphone, which is sticking in my face. So let's begin.
Mark, thank you for your time. Mark Rock, the CEO and founder of Audioboom. Tell me, why are you here this evening? What are you hoping to learn?
Well, we've found amazing usage from a whole variety of people during the, you know, the crises in the Middle East. So we've had Al Jazeera using our space in English and Egyptian, Washington Post, Guardian. They've all very nicely seen Audioboom as a very good way to kind of create breaking news. So I'm here to kind of get a bit of a background. We probably had over 100 booths from Egypt during the crisis there, and I think, you know, I'm very proud that we can be part of that revolution.
Mm. Tell me about the level of content that was generated via Audioboom that came out of Egypt that might be relevant to what we're going to hear tonight. How much was that?
Difficult to say how much there was, but in terms of listens, it did phenomenal things to our listening stats. At one point, Morocco was the third biggest listening country in the world, and normally, you know, it's nowhere. So there was obviously a huge degree of interest in the stories, and because of the ease of use of Audioboom and it goes to Twitter and Facebook, you know, it's just another kind of instant real-time news channel that new broadcasters can use to get the word out. Quite a lot of telephone interviews, so broadcasters that couldn't get into Libya or Egypt or Yemen were doing recording interviews with people on the spot, and then posting them. Some fantastic and very tragic content, actually.
Mm. Was there any one particular piece of audio that stands out in your mind?
Very hard to say. You know, a lot of it was very emotional. There was one woman who spoke very good English, actually, who had just witnessed a shooting. This was in Egypt, and quite recently. And I think the interviewer handled it really well. But, you know, that the rawness of that, you know, the fact that Audioboom doesn't allow editing, so it's kind of, you know, from start to finish, one take, I think, is what makes it really special.
Yeah. And do you see that very much being the way of media in general for the future? I mean, that's a really broad question, but maybe for the Middle East and Egypt, the citizen journalism, one-take shoot things, do you think that's the way forward for it?
It's one of the things I like best about Audioboom. You know, a lot of people have said, you know, can we edit stuff? And, you know, maybe in the future we'll do a top and tail editing, but I think the kind of the verite of it, the kind of the realness of it really fits well into what social networks are doing, which is connecting people's. And audio is such a powerful medium in terms of emotion, because it makes your mind do more. Mm. You know, I think that's one of our key strengths.
Mm. So tell me about plans for Audioboom for the future then. Give us a couple of secrets about what's going to happen.
I'll have to shoot you.
Well, please do, but tell me first.
I mean, a lot of this year has been about consolidating the platform. So we've gone from probably something like 25,000 listens a day to 150,000. So huge, huge increase. We've got a lot of that work over now. So happening soon will be a payment infrastructure. So a lot of people have asked for extra time. That will be coming soon, after I get back from holiday. We'll also be exploring micropayments. So the ability, to, you know, if you're a fan of a particular person or book club or whatever, to have a kind of fan club model where you can pay a quid a year or 50p a year to subscribe to that content, which we think, rather than blitz people of ads, is a good way forward. Continuing improvements, we had Apple launch their new operating system for the iPhone on Monday. With Twitter built in, that's obviously going to present opportunities and challenges for us. So we'll continue to refine the iPhone app and the Android apps. Hopefully get onto Windows 7. Really good platform. Mm-hmm. Well done, Microsoft. And a bunch of stuff I can't tell you, but it's quite exciting.
Congratulations, well done. I think it's about time we had another glass of wine.
I think you're right.
Thanks for your time, Mark.
Okay.